The King's Witches by Kate Foster. Read by Rhianna McGreevy, Paula Masterton and Kristen Atherton.
20th of September, 1589, midday. From Andrew Drummond, Harbour Master at the Port of Leith, Scotland. A message most urgent. To His High and Mighty Majesty, King James VI of Scotland at Holyrood House. Sir, at 10 o'clock this morning, a Scottish ship returning from Norway docked at the port of Leith. Its crew say they almost perished in a tempest raging in the German Sea. They witnessed vessels of the Danish fleet, which is conveying your intended bride, Her Royal Highness the Princess Anna of Denmark, to Leith port, struggling in the weather. The storm has been so violent that the Danish fleet has dispersed and a distress signal of 3 cannon shots was heard from the Gideon, the ship carrying the royal princess, but the conditions were too dangerous to help and the Gideon disappeared in a great mist. There have been no confirmed sightings of the Gideon since then and there is now great concern for all souls on board. I remain your Majesty's servant and will provide further news as soon as I hear it.
Chapter 1. Anna. Kronborg Castle, Denmark. 1 month earlier. August, 1589. The witch, Dorrit Olsen, is being burned at the stake today, and they're making us watch. I'm going to be extremely brave about it, for she has confessed to the most wicked sorcery and deserves the flames. We're waiting to be summoned out of our parlour and down to the beach, just beyond the castle walls, and Kirsten has snapped and told me to sit down and stop pacing the room. My restlessness is giving her a headache. She doesn't ask if I'm terrified at what we're about to see, or tell me to look away if I need to, but that's simply what Kirsten's like. I sit down gracefully to keep my skirts neat, then pick up my embroidery from the side table and pretend to sew for something to do with my hands. Recently, I've become very good at pretending. The burning needs to be done quickly before the Scots get here, and they'll be here any day now. The Privy Council doesn't want the Scots to know we have a problem with witches. Not after all the hard work and negotiations that have gone into my marriage to their king and the union of our countries. We can't risk having our reputation tarnished with rumours that the wave of witchcraft in the south has spread to Denmark. Mistress Olsen used weather magic to capsize her husband's fishing boat. When she found out about his whoring, they had the most fearsome row right in the port. She cursed him for all to hear, and when he sailed into the strait, just as he had done every day for the last 10 years with no trouble, a black cloud blew in, and the water churned like boiling stew. The boat washed up the next day, and so did he, drowned by sorcery. She's been in the dungeons right beneath our feet. Imagine it. I've barely slept knowing she's down there, cursing us, calling on the devil. They say it took 2 days and both her thumbnails, but she finally confessed. I tuck my own thumbs into my fists and try not to think about it. Kirsten looks up at me again. Do I need to send you to your chamber like a child whilst we wait? Her tone is sharp, but I recognise the flinch in her eyes as fear. She, like me, has jumped at every creak of the floorboards outside the parlour door. I can't help feeling agitated, I reply. Then you have not prayed hard enough, she says. Sending Dorrit Olsen to her death is the only way to end her wickedness. Yes, but I don't agree that we must all watch. Kirsten flares her nostrils and closes her eyes, as if she is counting to 3 below her breath to keep herself under control. She opens her eyes again. We are to watch, because we are to learn a lesson from this. All of us. Every courtier and servant, and even you. We are to learn the dangers of dancing with the devil. Another creak of the floorboards. We wait, our breath in our throats. But the parlour door stays closed. It is getting gloomy. The time is near. Can't you ask Mama if I can be excused? I plead. There's still time. Say I feel sick. No one is excused,